Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 720. Our topic is mindset and the title is Self-Drive Balance. What I wanted to discuss today in today's podcast is how do we create a system of being like kind of our own driving force, our own checkpoint, kind of like our own cheerleader, but also like parenting ourselves. How do we make ourselves move forward, but not be too lenient, but not be too much of like a tyrant and kind of beat ourselves up for things that we mess up? This is something that is an ever-evolving process in most people. And when you talk with most people at different times in their life, or just kind of like they'll have a personality trait leaning towards one or the other, or they'll swing back and forth, people are sometimes too easy on themselves and sometimes they're too hard on themselves. I have most of the clients that I have worked with, they are too hard on themselves. Because by the time I get somebody, I don't believe in lying to anybody. I don't believe in any kind of bullshit things to make money. And I don't believe in things done fast, but not safe or permanent. So I'm not going to take on a strength athlete, you know, put 300, 400 pounds in their total, but at the risk of their hips or their knees or their joints, or at the risk of them not even being able to lift anything in 5 years. I don't want that on my conscience, and I don't want that for anybody I work with. There are coaches, however, who will take all the shortcuts possible, risk their clients' joints and their health, see if they can get them to some big, you know, record number or some big achievement, advertise the hell out of them, and then who cares if they're left in the dust? They just move on to the next athlete to build their own name, to build their own pocket. People do this in the aesthetic world all the time. Coaches will do whatever they have to do to someone's body to get them lean so they can have their before and after photos, so they can get them on stage and maybe they get a trophy, but then they ruin, absolutely ruin their metabolism, and the person cannot then be healthy, and it takes a long, long journey basically for them to get back to just healthy, let alone to a position where they can continue to improve their physique. And those are just two competitive aspects, but there are also just a ton of other aspects where people take chemicals, drugs, they do other diet strategies to lose, you know, a lot of weight very quickly, but it's at the expense of their health. I never want to do that. That is not what I got into this business for. There are enough people who are willing to do it slower and healthier, and I am happy to do it that way, and I've been able to stay. I've been a personal trainer now for 18 years. I've owned Brutal Iron Gym coming up on 10 years. It's my only source of income. It is sufficient. It gives me everything I need. I'm blessed beyond belief, and it's doing it, quote unquote, what I believe to be the right way. So doing it the right way might not make me flashy. I don't have a million followers on Instagram. You know, I'm not driving around in a Lamborghini or anything, but I am making enough money for me to live comfortably, happily, and to support my family, and that's what I want in life. I'm happy with that. I'm happy with a clear conscience that I can go to sleep with every night, along with what I am able to have in my life, so I'm very blessed and grateful. But the reason why I want to get into that is it is more difficult to do things the slower, right way. Because to do it the right way and have it be sustainable, we have to change from the old ways that got us the old results to the new way that'll get us the new results, but change in a way that the changes stay. That is difficult because chances are whatever we were doing before this was easier than what we perceive this new change to be. Now, I've done this several times in my life. So I graduated high school, skinny fat, 165 pounds. You could grab rolls of fat on my belly at 165 pounds at 6 foot tall. So I would have looked thin to everyone else, but I was not. I had fat on me. And since then, so since 18 years old, I'm now 36, so twice that age, I have gained weight, I'm up to 285 pounds as of recently. So that's 120 pounds. And I actually have way lower body fat percentage. And I have what I would call fabs, which are like you can kind of sort of see the outlines of my abs, but I'm still kind of fat in my opinion. So they're fabs, fat abs. But 285 pounds, and leaner than I was at 165, that's a significant difference. I've added a whole nother human being to my body. I've also doubled my strength since then. So my best squat, bench, and deadlift have doubled since I was 18 years old, and that was even after 2 years of lifting. So I have been able to make very, very large changes. But it took 18 years. So it took a long time. But the changes I've made are absolutely permanent. I can go back to eating, you know, one meal a day, which I used to do when I was younger, and there's no way in the world I'd lose the weight back down to 165 because I have too much muscle tissue built up now. I could take, you know, 6 months off lifting and I'm still going to be able to outlift what I could do when I was 18 years old. The changes I've made are permanent. How I've been able to do that is my lifestyle has been changing, my habits have been changing, and I've been growing with my goals. I have been able to drive myself towards the goals that I've wanted successfully. And that's more than even just in the physical realm. I've been able to do that in my mental strength, my mental character of who I am. I've been able to do that in business. Like I said, I'm coming up on 10 years in business. I have held true to what I wanted my business to be. I have passed up on numerous financial opportunities that would have been more money, but doing things the wrong way. Screw that. I'm not doing that. So you can drive yourself to being what you want to be, whether that's in physical health, whether that's emotional, mental health, whether that's in, you know, work, your job, whether that's in finances, whether that's in relationships. You can reach your goals, but it is not easy. And we have to find that balance between cheering ourselves on in the hard times versus kicking ourselves in the ass when we're getting lazy and not doing things right. We need to find that balance of driving ourselves. When do I be tough? When do I be compassionate? How can I best know how to navigate myself through my goals? Well, I'm going to talk about a process today that I absolutely believe to be helpful. I've seen it with clients over and over again. I've worked with over 2,000 people in 18 years. I used to teach at university level for 7.5 years, worked with over 500 students. So I have worked one-on-one or very closely to one-on-one. I never did group training in my life except for when I was in undergrad college and I would work with some special needs kids and some elementary school kids. But the majority of my career has been one-on-one. So that's 2,500 people that I promise you I've worked with in groups of less than 20 or less, if not all one-on-one. So what I've seen in 2,500 people, I know their names. I have all their programs saved on my computer, and dear God, I hope I never lose those USB drives that has all the information. But I can tell you every single one of them. I've been there firsthand to see what their struggles were, how they were able to become successful. 2,500 people. And I'm going to share with you what I think is a kind of a general summary that really does work well. And I want to ask you to try this. Please try this and see how it works for you. If you want to create that self-drive, how to balance being compassionate versus being, you know, kind of a foot in the ass, kicking yourself in the butt when you need it. If you want to create that balance, if you want to reach your goals, if you want to get out of your own way and learn how to better parent yourself towards your goals, this is it. So listen up. Get out a pen and paper if you need. Hit the rewind button if you need me to say something twice. And also reach out to us. If after this podcast you want help or clarity on knowing how to do this because you're genuinely interested and you really want to implement it into your life, reach out. or email us brutalirongym@gmail.com. I promise I'll help. Promise, promise, promise. Okay. So, here's what we need to do. We need to create daily goals that lead us towards our long-term goals. We're going to talk about this as we go more, but we want to have daily goals that lead to monthly goals. Monthly goals that lead to quarterly goals, meaning every 3 months. And then quarterly goals that lead to yearly goals. Chances are what you want to achieve can't be accomplished in a short period of time. You may have a couple short goals, such as this month I want to lose X amount of weight, or the next 3 months, the next 12 weeks, I want to add this much weight to my bench press, my squat, or my deadlift, or I want to add this much size to my arms, to my calves, to my back and chest. Maybe I want to lose this much size off my waist. We have goals. Those little goals add up to bigger goals. So maybe you get compositional change and you want to someday compete in an aesthetic show. Maybe you get strength increases for someday wanting to compete in a strength competition, whether it's powerlifting or strongman or Highland Games or whatever else kind of craziness you want to get into. There's CrossFit goals. CrossFit's been through a little bit of a crazy ringer here this year in 2020, but it still exists and there's still going to be CrossFit competitions. So I've helped clients go to the CrossFit Games. So if you want to do that, if you want to compete in big CrossFit competitions and win them, you have to win the small things. To achieve big things, we must first do the small things. You have to put in the building blocks that lead towards your goal. So you want to create daily goals. I have daily goals for myself. Now, they relate to various areas of my life, whether it's personal development in terms of my mindset and my emotional and mental strength, whether it's relationship development, whether it's physical development, financial, business, whatever. And then within each of those daily goals, I have ways in which I'm tracking those each. So I'm a little bit of a nutcase when it comes to tracking what I do. I don't always have everything written down. I just know whether or not I'm doing it. I just want to make sure I always have attentiveness given, attention given to my goals. So we want to have daily goals. You want to track them. It's one thing to say what you want to do every day. It's a whole new world whenever you track whether you actually do it or not. And for any days that you miss that goal, you want to record the reasons for why you missed that goal. Not excuses. Just because you have a reason doesn't excuse you from missing it. But you do want to know why you missed it. So you're going to create daily goals towards your main goal. You then want to track those daily goals and record reasons if you miss those days. If you need help in this step, reach out to us or email us brutalirongym@gmail.com. Maybe you're not sure what your daily goals would consist of, but you do know where you want to go. We can help with that. It's too large of a thing for me to put into this single podcast, but we will make a podcast in the future about that. So what we want to do is know, okay, where do I want to go? What can I do every day that gets me there? You want to track those things, those goals each day, those actions, and then record for missed days. Why do we record if we miss the mark? Because we want to know why we're not fully adherent towards our daily goals. You can't reach a destination if you don't walk towards it. You can't reach a goal if you don't do the things that lead towards it. So if we're not doing our daily goals, it doesn't matter that we track them, that we know what they are. It matters that we do them. You only get the results of what you do, not what you intended to do. That's very, very, very important. Just because you intended to do it, but you didn't do it, that intention doesn't mean shit. You have to actually do it to get results. So why we want to track the reasons for our mistakes is we want to say to ourselves, does this reason, if there's a continual kind of reason that comes up more than once, does this reason have to do with a personal control issue? Is this something I can control? Such as, I keep missing breakfast because I get up late and I deem myself not to have enough time to prepare breakfast. Bullshit. Wake your ass up 5 minutes earlier, find faster ways to prepare foods. I've talked all the time about bagel sandwiches. And you can do this with gluten-free bagels if you have any special needs, nutritional needs. You put a bagel in the toaster. In the time it takes to toast the damn bagel, you can pull out some lunch meat, pull out some kind of dressing if you want, or a slice of cheese. You're going to be sitting there tapping your fingers even, because it takes longer than that to toast a damn bagel. The bagel comes out, you slap all the stuff together, you put it in a paper towel, you eat it on your drive to work. Or if you're working from home, you eat it at your desk. That takes less than 2 minutes to prepare. You can even have a morning of where you just have hard-boiled eggs and some, you know, cashews, maybe some nuts. That's super fast. Hard-boiled eggs can be cooked the night before. Just boil them for 20 minutes, let them cool, done. And you can boil a bunch at one time, so you have a couple days ahead of time. You can buy cashews in single-serving packages or large packages and just know how much you're supposed to eat out of that package. So, for example, I buy 5-ounce packages. My meal is typically the whole damn package, or sometimes my short meal or my quick meal is half the package. And I know that. I just know I eat half the package and I put it away. You can do Greek yogurt and granola. You can scoop out a cup of Greek yogurt, plop it on a plate or bowl, scoop out a cup of granola, put that in the Greek yogurt, and in less than 1 minute, you're eating food. So if you say you don't have time for breakfast, it's because you don't know faster options in which you can eat. If you know the faster options, and you say you still don't have time for breakfast, then you are full of shit. You are lying to yourself. You are lazy. Oh, well, you know, I got this to take care of. I got kids to take care of. I got a spouse to take care of. You know, I got this and that and that and this. Bullshit. Eat with them. Eat ahead of them. Eat after them. Just find a damn way to get the food in. Oh, I have to take thyroid medicine. That's fine. As soon as you wake up, have the medicine in your nightstand. By the time you pop the pills, by the time you go to the bathroom, brush your teeth, do whatever morning stuff you want to do, within 45 minutes to 60 minutes, you're going to be fine. You'll be ready to kind of prepare something quick to eat, and you can make and eat something in under 10 minutes. That bagel sandwich I talked about, the hard-boiled eggs with cashews, the Greek yogurt and granola, that all can be made and eaten in under 10 minutes. You have 10 minutes to give towards your own health, or you're very, very mismanaging your priorities. You can do this. So that's what we need to decide. Is for the reasons I'm missing my daily goals, is it a personal control issue? Can I control this? A really good book that comes up with this kind of topic is called Extreme Ownership with the author Jocko Willink. And that's a good book. In a sense, what that book tells you, I'll save you the money and the time, is assume that you have a way in which to influence every situation. Find that way and influence it. Do not blame anyone else. Do not wait for anyone else. Do not blame any circumstance. Do not wait for a circumstance to change. Other people don't give a shit about your needs. They kind of care, but they're going to take care of themselves first. So should you. This does not mean that you're selfish. Please take care of your kids. Please take care of your spouse. Please take care of your friends. But take care of yourself as well. Being a martyr for everyone else and letting your own health go to crap is stupid. It doesn't make you a saint. No one's going to give you a round of applause. No one's going to say, oh, you're such an amazing person. You know, look at you. You just let your life go to shit because you cared about everybody else. That's stupid. Take care of yourself and take care of other people. It can be done. In no way do you have to pick one or the other. No way. Now, I have struggled with that myself. And that's the same phrasing I told myself. So I've tried my best to help every single person I ever could when it came to the gym. I very quickly found out that there just was not enough hours of the day for me to do that. If I skipped every meal, if I didn't sleep at night, and I dedicated 24 hours a day towards helping everyone who needed my help, I still didn't have enough time. In the first month of owning the gym, I lost 30 pounds. In the first 2 months of owning the gym, I lost 45 pounds. I was busting my ass, trying to make everything work, trying to take care of everyone else. That was stupid. Because as I wore out, I then had nothing to give anyone else. And it took me a long time to recognize that. It took me a long time to accept the responsibility to change that. And it took me a long time to create the lifestyle that allowed me to balance my needs while still being able to help as many people as I could. So I have struggled with this. If you are struggling with it, I understand. But at the same time, I'm asking you to move past it, adjust to it, learn, get better. Don't be the same. If you sacrifice yourself for everyone else, that is stupid. It doesn't make you any better than anyone else who doesn't. Take care of yourself. You are important. You are worth it. Your dreams, your goals are just as valuable as anybody else's. You will not be selfish by trying to be your best. Because the best you is what you'll then be able to give to everyone else. Everyone you love deserves the best you. Because the best you will love them the best. Give to them the best. You will be your best to give to them if you take care of yourself. So please take care of yourself. Okay. So that's why we want to track how we're doing on adherence. Are we doing everything we're supposed to do? If we're not, is it a personal control issue? Is it something I can be better at? Can I learn how to address this issue and improve my daily habits to make room for it, make time for it, make it more consistent? That is the part of where we have to kind of put a foot in our ass and say, okay, if I'm missing this, this is my fault. I need to be more disciplined. I need to learn how to address this. I need to take control of this, and I need to make changes. Now, if it's something outside of your personal control, you have to accept some understanding that if you're missing it, don't keep beating yourself up. It's outside of your control. Find a different way to reach the same outcome. It's still your responsibility to find a way to reach your daily goals, but you might have to redefine what your daily goal is or the path in which you're asking yourself to meet that daily goal. So like we said, if it's a personal control issue, the path you have is probably fine. You just need to be better at adhering to it. So find a way to improve your adherence. If it's an issue outside of your control, understand that you can't influence it directly, but you can therefore influence it indirectly by finding a different path to get to the same outcome. That's what we need to do, is understand why we're missing the mark. If it's something that I need to become better at, more disciplined, learn a new way, if I can improve myself to better meet that goal, then get on it. Put a foot in your own ass and get moving. If it's something outside of your control, or if that goal being met would come at the expense of a higher priority, yeah, I can meet this goal if I just don't care about my spouse. Well, that's not a good idea. Okay, or I can meet this goal if I don't care about my job. That's not a good idea. So make sure your priorities stay in order. So you may have to, in those circumstances, just find a different way to reach the same outcome. Once we have our daily goals and we're tracking why we're missing them or making them, if you're under 50% adherent, so if you're tracking this every day, you'll know. Am I hitting the mark? Am I getting this done 50% of the time? If I'm under 50%, I need to change my definition, or I need to widen my definition. I need to somehow find a better way to become more adherent to this. An example I have of this is I like to listen to a podcast every day, which is like a sermon-based podcast for my religious beliefs. And I just like it because it gives me a sense of like a homework every day or something I can think of every day towards that part of my life. So at first, when I first start that goal, I was listening to a podcast series that was sermons about 40 minutes long. And some days I'd miss the 40 minutes. Some days I only had time to get 20 minutes in. And I would try to listen to the other 20 minutes the next day. But I felt bad marking the first day being complete because I didn't really listen to the whole podcast or the whole sermon. Like, I was only listening to half of it, so it didn't really count. So I found myself to say, okay, well, if I sticked to the definition of I have to listen to a whole sermon every day, daggum, that's going to be pretty hard because I don't always have that time, no matter how much I try to make time for it. And I was finding myself to be less adherent than what I really wanted to be. And it was kind of a bummer. It kind of made me feel like I was falling behind or I wasn't doing well. And it would give you that sense of almost like, why do I even bother? Why don't I just give up? So what I did was I said, well, let me change the definition. And let's find a couple of the resources. So I found another resource that was sermons about 20 minutes long. Another resource that was sermons about 8 minutes long. And I said, you know what? I will do my best. And every day, if I can get one of the short sermons in, or at least 10 minutes of something, a takeaway lesson, maybe even in the 10 minutes of the large one that I listened to, if there was just a takeaway lesson for that day, something that I listened to and I can apply to my thinking for the day, then that's a successful day. So all of a sudden, my adherence went sky high because I was able to do that every day. That made me feel more motivated. I was excited, and I actually started progressing that even further and kind of moving forward with it. By changing my definition, I increased my adherence. I then increased my excitement and motivation towards it, and it grew into something bigger and better. If you are under 50% adherent, widen your definition. Broaden the scope of how you're going to meet that goal. Allow yourself some leeway so you can build up momentum, build up positivity. Okay? Now, once you're over 80% adherent, you're meaning you're doing well 4 out of 5 times. You're able to meet it. You're doing great. Okay? Now ask yourself, can I improve this goal? Can I make it more specific towards my ultimate goal? Can I get this any better? That might, you know, with redefinition of being more specific, it might drop you back down in adherence under 80%, but you can then work to rebuild back up to it. So you can see is if I'm not doing something very well, I have to give myself permission to do better at it. If I'm doing something perfectly, don't get complacent. Find a way to make it even better. This is what we want to do. This is how we find the balance. By determining whether we're missing the mark based on our own control or something outside of our control, but either way we have to adjust to it. And if we're under 50% adherent, we got to widen definitions. If we're over 80%, we got to tighten down and kind of be more specific. If you balance this game of understanding control and adherence, you can move forward towards your ultimate goals. You can live the life you want. It's balancing this process and learning what you need in each of those moments. When you run into an obstacle, you talk to somebody who knows, you read a book, you watch a podcast, watch a video, listen to a podcast, but you find a way to find your answer. You apply the information and you work it so it becomes a daily thing. Your life can be what you want if you work for it. If you work to find the definition or the way in which that you can be happy within that construct. So, hopefully this helped. This is what I'm encouraging you to do. Write down daily goals. Track them and record the reasons if you miss the days. Now, how well you're following them. If you're following them under 50%, widen the definition, ease up on yourself. If you're following over 80%, make it more specific. Out of all the days that you miss, see why you're missing it and learn to adjust to it. Research, find out, find a way, figure it out. Cool. Now, if you need any help in this process, of course, we're always happy to help. So if you feel like you're not where you want to be, but you believe yourself to be doing everything right, guess what? You need some help. One of my favorite quotes is, you don't know what you don't know until you know that you don't know it. Right now, you don't know what you don't know. You're trying everything right, quote unquote, but you're not where you want to be. You don't know something. There is something missing that you're unaware of. What don't you know that you don't know? Get some help. Now, obviously, we can help when it comes to physical, like, you know, stuff like nutrition, training, even mindset, lifestyle, things like that. But whatever your goal is, if it's finances, go find a financial advisor. You know, if it's relationships, go to a counselor. Whatever it is, but get somebody who knows that area, who knows more than you. I'm not a mechanic. I don't work on my own car. I'm smart enough to know that I don't know anything about cars. So I'm smart enough to go to somebody who does. If I try to fix my car, there's a lot that I don't know about it. and I'm more likely to screw it up and just waste time and effort and money than if I just go to somebody who's an expert and they know what they're doing and they'll just tell me what to do. You don't know what you don't know until someone who does know points it out to you. So if you think you're doing everything right, but you're not where you want to be, you need help. Reach out. You can reach out to us if you want. Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. Our website is www.brutalirongym.com. I wish you the best of luck towards this. And I do believe that if you actually put into action what we talked about today, the second you stop listening to this podcast, take some time to create your daily goals. Find a way to track them, whether it's an app on your phone, whether it's a paper planner at home that you put next to your bed. However, you just want to find a way to track them, and you want to find a way to record the reasons for why you're missing the daily goals. And then go through this process of analyzing why you're missing and trying to address it so you can increase your adherence. If you're under 50% adherent, widen your definition, make it easier for yourself. Build some momentum, build some positivity. If you're over 80% adherence, make it harder. Make it more specific. See if you can get even better in that goal. The life you want is here. It's available. It's waiting. You can have it. You just have to work your ass off for it. Okay? And we're willing to help. If you need anything, let us know. If you do like this podcast, if you think it's helpful, please share it with family and friends. If there's people you love in life, make sure they have the best information in their life so they can live the happiest life. So please, please, please share the podcast. We appreciate it when you do. Also, if you like this information, you can find more from us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter under the name Brutal Iron Gym. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. The podcast is for you, so we want to know what you want to learn about. So you can always reach out or email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful. And thank you for listening.